Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Our topic today is, why do we procrastinate? So, why do we procrastinate?
Good morning, Chas. Well, I would say it's fear. I know I've heard people say it's laziness, but I'm not buying that one.
Yeah.
I believe that it's fear that stops us. And then sometimes we let things pile up and then they become so overwhelming that we can't even move. So, procrastination is just one of those things that we can put things off because we're afraid. But we may not know that we're afraid unless we explore it deeper. But it is helpful to look at, okay, why am I procrastinating? What am I afraid of? Like, those are the good questions to ask yourself if you find yourself putting something off.
Yeah, I agree with you that it comes from fear. And also, would you agree it's a form of self-sabotage?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because sometimes the very thing that we want is the very thing we're procrastinating on.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, why am I procrastinating? I really want to do this. Well, because you're afraid.
Yeah.
You're afraid. You may want to do it, but there's some party that's still afraid.
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. I used to be a huge procrastinator. It's like I didn't know how. I couldn't finish things until the last minute because I couldn't do it without that extra pressure. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to do things without pressure.
Yeah, you were talking about Christmas shopping, how you had to wait till the last night.
Literally.
Christmas.
I know. And you always had your shopping done by like November.
Oh no, September.
I never understood people that were able to get things done. Yeah, I just wasn't wired that way.
Well, I obviously had some work to do on that because I don't do that anymore. I don't start shopping in September anymore.
Yeah, maybe that's fear in the opposite direction. Like, you're afraid it's not going to get done. Like, maybe it's all fear. Yeah.
Yeah, because I always had to find the perfect gift. So you can't just do that at the last minute.
That's true.
You have to take your time, go to all these different stores. Of course, I'd have to shop prices. I mean, it was just ridiculous what I put myself through. No. Thank you, Amazon. Not that I'm promoting them, but I'm just saying thank you, Amazon, for making it easy.
Yeah, for sure. I became an online shopper. I don't know. I guess it's been quite a few years now. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Does make things easy. But I was a procrastinator. And a procrastinator with picking up the phone. Like, I'd put off phone calls. I just put off so many things.
Right.
And it did come from fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think sometimes it is fear of... maybe it's sometimes fear of our own success that we're putting things off.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right, Chas. Good point. Sometimes we're afraid of success too, and we procrastinate.
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of reasons. That's why it's good to explore it, to find out, why am I procrastinating? Right? Yeah.
And sometimes... this is another one for me, and maybe I'll understand it as I say it out loud, but it's like, I didn't know how to finish things. Like, the feeling of finishing something, I don't know. I didn't like that feeling. Or I guess I did after I did it. Maybe. Yeah. I guess I did after I did it.
But you didn't chase that feeling.
No.
No.
No, I was opposite.
Yeah.
I left so many things half finished.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. which has changed today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has.
And do you like
for both of us? I don't shop as early, and you don't shop as late.
Yeah, I guess we've both found more of a middle road with that.
Yeah, more balance.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, what would you suggest for people that do procrastinate? Where do you think a good starting point would be?
Is to explore why. Because we tend to judge ourselves when we procrastinate. We tend to beat ourselves up. We tend to say we're lazy. We try to force ourselves to do something that some part of us just doesn't want to do at that moment. And that's not helpful either. It's helpful to just kind of take a look at why am I procrastinating on this? What am I afraid of? That might be a better question. What am I afraid of? Am I afraid of success? Am I afraid of failure? Am I afraid of doing it wrong, making a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
We can be afraid of those things so deeply that we just become immobilized.
Yeah, that's true. You let it go, let it go, let it go, and then you're paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Then you can't move.
Yep. Yeah, that's what can happen. So, yeah. It's better to just kind of take a look at it and see what is going on there. And then maybe gently, nudge yourself through it. It's almost like you have to talk to the child through the process. Like, so what helped you? What helped you change from, not finishing anything to now you like to finish things? So what changed?
Lots of nudges from you.
Oh. Okay, that might work.
Lots of nudges.
I've heard that's effective.
But it was good because I didn't know how to nudge myself. Today I can nudge myself. I didn't know how to do it then. I didn't know where to start.
You needed you just needed encouragement.
I needed encouragement.
Yeah. And so we either have somebody that will encourage us to do it, or we have to encourage ourselves. And maybe today, sometimes you encourage yourself too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today it is a good feeling when you finish things. Like, and I know this, I can see this in my son too. It builds confidence.
Absolutely.
When you finish something and you feel proud of yourself, like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah. And that's why we don't want to finish other people's things either, because then we rob them of that experience, right?
Yeah. Or like, you finally pick up the phone to call that person that you've been putting off. And I can relate to this one so much. And you get off the phone and you're like, why did I put that off? Like, that conversation felt so good. Like, yeah.
So and why did you?
It's self-sabotage.
Why did you?
It's
what are you afraid of?
Well, that fear of love, probably. That dang fear of love. Always creeping in there. Always creeping its little head in there.
But yet you like the feeling.
I do.
That's the paradox.
I know.
You like it, but you're afraid of it.
Ego is so clever at just coming up with all these different ways to just, and we don't even realize it until we realize it.
Yep. You're right, Chaz.
Yeah. And this is a silly, little example of procrastinating. And this came from a place of fear and shame. Recently I had to, for the first time in my life, call the bug man. And I put that phone call off for weeks and weeks. And I realized after I got on the phone with them, it was because I was ashamed and afraid of what they were going to find, I think. But it was really such an easy thing. It was after I did it, and I guess, talked about it and walked through it, it was such an easy thing. But that's a perfect example of procrastinating something out of fear.
Yeah. And so the fear was shame, right?
It was shame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of
Yeah, what people were going to think, what the bug man was going to think.
Yeah, I was going to say, what people?
What the bug man was going to
come. I've been hearing about the bugs already, so I already knew about the bugs.
Yeah, what the bug man was going to come in here and think about me, I guess.
The bug man you've never met.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because it's all about me. Like, he's never, you know, like, he doesn't go in and, you know, kill bugs in a million houses.
I mean, that's his business.
Yeah. But it was something I put off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Till they start taking over.
Yeah.
That'll get you motivated.
Yeah. That was a good thing for me to walk through, I guess. Cleaned out a little more shame, too.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we're in Florida. You know, bugs get in.
Yeah.
Through grocery sacks, all kinds of ways they get in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I did. I put it off. So. Yeah.
But you got it done, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I did. There's a time you might not have.
Well, maybe. I'm sad to say, but maybe you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you are right. I think I would have rather lived with those things in here than do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You did the right thing.
Yeah. So what last words would you add on people that, procrastinate?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sort of the opposite. I mean, I'm sure there's things I've procrastinated on, but generally my go-to is to push through it. You know, I just always hear my father's voice in my head that says, if you're going to do it right. And that's just always stuck with me. So when I start something, I will put 1,000% into it. Well, yeah. Instead of putting, you know, the normal amount of energy, I will put too much energy into it.
Yeah.
Because he liked things perfect. And I guess I acquired some of that too. So I'm more apt to get it done early. And, you know, but I live with someone that likes to procrastinate. It's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was Saturday. He said, okay. And he's never done this before, by the way, but he's like, I'm going to go take the duster and I'm going to get the fans and the top of the doors and, you know, all the places that I can't reach without ladder. And he said, I'm going to do that tomorrow, which would have been Sunday. And I didn't say nothing. I said, other than, okay, but I know him. He says it. And at the time, it sounds like a good idea. But if it's a good idea, why not do it right then? Like, right? Uh-huh. Like, you're talking about it. You're in the mood. And now you're talking about doing it tomorrow. Well, yesterday came. And guess what? It never got mentioned. It never happened. And it's probably never going to be talked about again. Because whatever mood he was in to do something like that, he lost it. And it never even came up.
Yeah, and it's something that would have made him feel good about himself to help you help around the house, right?
Yeah, I could tell he was feeling good about it.
Yeah.
I could tell he was feeling good about it. And he took it from himself.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's that kind of stuff. But also, you know, he'll put down his newspaper and I'll say, because we take everything to the recycle bin. And he'll say, don't worry, don't touch it. I'll take care of it. Well, okay. So then I'll leave it. Day goes by. Week goes by. 2 weeks will go by. Like, sometimes I've just seen how long I can leave it there because he won't come back to it. He doesn't see it anymore. It's like he's moved on. He's forgotten about it. What's the problem? What's the problem? Well, what's the problem with walking 15 steps to the recycle bin? That's my idea of what's the problem. So, yeah, we have these conversations over here. He's a procrastinator, and I like things to get done. So we have to find that middle road. We have to find the balance in that. Yep.
We all probably swing one way or the other.
Yes. Yep. Oh, anyway, I can't share anymore. I was going to share some, but I will not share that.
But it probably, in relationships, I don't know, it probably takes having both of those to even each other out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you don't want to hook up with somebody that's exactly like you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you, that's not going to work out so good.
I mean, imagine two people that are procrastinators. My gosh.
Nothing would get done.
Yeah, I don't know. But then imagine two people that were go-getters pushing all the time. That wouldn't be good either.
No, it wouldn't. But, you know, the funny part is that, you know, I do all the housework and got a good-sized house. So I do all the housework. And every now and then, an almost compliment will come out of his mouth, like, you know, just acknowledging that I did something, like it was unusual. Like, this was an unusual day that I did the laundry, or I do laundry every day, by the way. Yeah, like, all of a sudden he'll notice something I did, but it's like, but what about those 50 other things I did today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's almost, yeah, I don't know, it's very odd. It's just, it's very odd. Anyway, I can't see life through his lens. He sees life through his lens. I see life through my lens. Yeah. And that's it. That's all I got, Chess. How about you?
Nope. I would just say, well, find someone that can nudge you, or find it within yourself. Yeah. Just... Yeah. You'll feel better once you get it done, that thing that you've been putting off. You will feel better.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So. It'll be a weight off you.
A weight, yeah. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!